friends.
Well, friends, AK and Bihu, it's really good to see you.
我们也很高兴，欢迎我们 AK 长老还有美和姐重新来到我们当中。
Yeah, you know, and as we as we are loving the world and we share the gospel, we meet lots of different kinds of people.
那在我们教会传福音爱世人这个过程当中呢，我们需要各种各样的人才来帮助我们。
And most of the people, when we talk about God, are what we call in English agnostic.
我们传福音的时候呢，给人传福音的时候，大多数的人都属于我们可以说是一种不知不可知论者，就是那些人认为什么事情你都没法确定的知道。
And so, you know, in an agnostic person, when you talk about God, says, "Well, I don't know if God exists. Maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't."
不可知论者呢，你跟他讲神的时候，他往往反应就是这个搞不清楚，神或许存在。 或许也不存在，这个人怎么能够知道呢？
But we also meet what we call in English an atheist.
另外呢，我们有时候还会遇到另外一种人，英文呢叫做无神论，无神论者。So
an atheist doesn't say, "Well, I don't know if God exists." He says, "I know God does not exist."
无神论者不会说他不知道神是否存在，他相反很确定说神是不存在的。
And I think with many atheists that we meet, sometimes there's a lot of pride.
那无神论者的，很多的无神论的人呢，其实心里面有很多的骄傲。
And what I mean is, you know, a lot of atheists that I've met, they think, "Oh, I'm really intelligent, I'm really smart, I've read all these books, and I have determined that God does not exist."
我遇到的无神论当中很多人，他们呢，我说他们骄傲，这个意思就是说呢。 他们的感觉是，他们很有知识，理性很强，读过很多的书，知识丰富，由此可以推断神是不存在的。
And I actually think it's not a matter of the mind, but it's really a matter of the heart.
有时候想起来了，这不仅仅是一个理性认识知识的问题，其实是他一个心理的一个心态和态度的问题。
And sort of what has happened, I think, is that people will exalt themselves really high, and they become the judge of God.
有的时候呢，无神论的人把他自己的那个地位放得很高，甚至高于神的地位，高到一种程度，就是他可以作为一个法官审判那个神。
You know, I'm so smart, I can judge whether God exists and whether God doesn't. And I've determined he should not exist.
他们觉得说，我懂得这么多，我可以来审判这个神，我可以来审判神哪些是对的，哪些是错的。
And in reality, they have things upside down. God is our judge, but they determine that they are going to be God's judge.
我们知道在现实当中实际上是相反的，就是说，只有神才能够审判我们，我们是没有那个资格去做神的审判的。
And in the story this morning, we find that there's a group of people that are judging Jesus.
那我们今天早晨看的这段经文里面呢，有这么一群人，他们实际上就是在审判，就是在做耶稣基督的那种审判官。
And what has happened is Jesus has healed a man so that he can walk, but he healed him on a Saturday.
耶稣这里呢，把一个人给治好了。
And what has happened is these people have judged that Jesus is wrong, and then they judge that Jesus is crazy for calling himself God.
所以犹太人这里呢，就给耶稣下了两个定论，第一就是在安息日治病，这个是错的。 第二个定论就是他甚至把自己和神同等，这个是他认为耶稣是在这里太狂妄了。 So
the rest of the chapter actually is this struggle of a group of people coming and they are going to judge Jesus as being guilty, but Jesus says, "I am actually your judge."
这么一个对话之后呢，五章接下来整个一段经文都是耶稣基督在回应这些审判他的犹太人，解释他自己所作所为。
And so I'd like us to stand and we'll read several verses from John 5.
好吧，我想请我们大家一起起立，我们一起起立一下，一起来读几段经文。
We'll stand honoring God's word.
我们用起立的方式呢，是为了表达对我们神的一个尊敬。
Read English, Chinese, English, Chinese.
对，我们就是轮着读，先读英文，接着读中文。
Jesus said to him, "Get up and take your bed and walk." At once the man was healed. He took up his bed and walked. Now that day was the Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath, and it is not lawful for you to take your bed." But he answered them, "The man who healed me, that man said to me, 'Take up your bed and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, 'Take up your bed and walk?'"
对他说，起来，拿你的褥子走吧。那人立刻痊愈，就拿起褥子来走了。那天是安息日，所以犹太人对那医好的人说，今天是安息日，你拿褥子是不可的。他却回答说，那使我痊愈的对我说，拿你的褥子走吧。他们问他说，对你说拿褥子走是什么人？
And this was the reason Jews were persecuting Jesus, doing these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, "My Father is working until now, but I am working." This is why the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his Father, making himself equal with God.
所以犹太人逼迫耶稣，因为他在安息日做了这事。耶稣就对他们说，我父做事，直到如今，我也做事。所以犹太人越发想要杀他，因他不但犯了安息日，并且称神为他父，将自己和神当作平等。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
God, I pray that this morning that you will honor your word.
神呢，我们今天早晨来到你的面前，祈求你在我们当中把你的话语启示给我们。
And I pray that Jesus would be glorified by what we speak this morning.
我们求我们一起分解圣经的时候，耶稣基督的名在这里能被高举。
And I pray that you would help us to hear your word.
求你帮助我们打开我们的心眼，让我们能够听得见你的话语。
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
我奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
You may be seated.
请坐。
You probably want a little more room.
Yeah,
that's good. I lived in China. I lived in Germany twice.
那我在这之前呢，曾经有两段时间是住在德国。
And the first time was in the city of Munich, where my father was working for a company called Siemens 公司。
Siemens 公司。那有一段时间，我父亲给那个德国西门子公司工作的时候，我们住在慕尼黑。
Yeah, 慕尼黑的。And then the second time we lived, or I lived almost for 3 years near a city called Nuremberg.
第二次呢，又在德国的这个诺伦堡附近住过三年之久。
And Nuremberg was absolutely beautiful.
这个城镇是真是美极了。
And there were so many things to go and to see there.
很多美好的这种旅游景点。
And actually, the truth is, you know, Henry Kissinger was born right outside of.
实际上，基辛格。
Uh-huh.
基辛格这个就曾经就是在这个城镇的外面一个地方出生。
You know, and unfortunately, my poor wife had to put up with us going out to the place where he was born.
我这个太太很可怜，因为她我们每次去 基辛格诞生地的时候，他都要跟着我们去看。
But one of the most beautiful parts of Nuremberg was the Christmas market.
诺伦堡最美的一个景点就是它的这个圣诞节那边有一个有个街市呢，圣诞节的街市。
It was like magic.
那是充满一个这个充满魔力的地方。
And especially when there was snow on the ground.
如果地上还有下一层雪的话，就显得更加的美好迷人。
And there were famous artists that were there.
著名的艺术家都到这里聚集。
So you could go see the artist museums.
那有艺术馆。
And then at night you go down and you walk around.
晚上你也可以在那里散步。
And they had this kind of a wine called glue wine.
哦，还有一种美酒叫什么 ？Glue wine.
Glue wine. Glue wine.
哦，格隆吉这种格隆酒。
Yeah, I don't know what it is, in, but it's sweet. It's almost like a syrup.
哦，一种饭后甜酒，就是甜到一种就是像糖浆那种甜到那种程度。
Truth is, I actually don't like it.
实际上，我喝了之后也不是说那么喜欢喝。
But it was a beautiful city.
但这个城市呢，确实是美极了。
And you know, a thing about Germany, especially 100 years ago, is that it was one of the most advanced countries in all of Europe.
都知道百年前的德国是世界上科技基本上是领先的一个国家。
And the education system was the best in Europe.
教育程度也世界一流。
And it was highly developed.
高度发展。
And the technology was higher than any other country.
科技水平呢超过世界上任何一个国家。
And they had just famous philosophers.
而且德国的哲学家也都是非常有名的。
Famous scientists.
科学家也很厉害。
But one of the things that happened was in the 19th century, they slowly stopped believing in God.
但19世纪期间呢，这些人呢，慢慢的就变得不信神了。
And you know, they suffered from World War I.
德国在一战当中灾难深重。
You know, the most technically advanced country was defeated.
虽然是科技强国，最后却是失败，战败。
The most educated and civilized country was defeated.
虽然科技，虽然教育，虽然是文明程度非常的高，最后却沦为战败国。
So when you would go to Nuremberg, at least for us Americans, you have some memories.
那对于美国人去如果诺伦堡去旅游的话呢，会有一些事情你会记得特别的清楚。
Because Nuremberg was the place where they would have these huge rallies.
德国纳粹期间呢，这个地方就是当时举行大型这种游行列队的一个地方。
You know, when thousands and thousands and thousands of soldiers would line up.
成千上万德国纳粹的这种士兵在这里举行这种仪式。
And then at night they would come out.
那晚上呢，他们就出来。
And then they would have these torches, and there would be hundreds and hundreds of torches, and they're all lined up in order, and it was just an amazing sight to see.
晚上出来的时候呢，每个人一手一个火把，然后列成队游行，确实场面是很壮观。
But you know there was a man there.
但他们其中有一位。
You know a man that wanted to be God.
他自己呢想当神。
You know this man Hitler, he elevated himself high.
就是希特勒把自己抬举得很高。
And he said in his arrogance, I'm going to make Germany great again.
他坐在德国的那个领袖地位，他想重新让德国恢复德国的伟大。
And we're better than all the other people in the world.
他说我们日耳曼民族要比世界上其他所有民族都优越。
And in our pride, we will determine that we are better than the Jews.
在这种民族骄傲情绪当中，他们认为是肯定是要比犹太人优越。
And we're better than the people from Eastern Europe.
比东欧的人种优越。
And then we're better than all the other people in Europe.
比其他欧洲人种都会有优越性。
And they developed the scientific theory to prove it.
并且他还发展出一套所谓的科学理论来证实这一点。
And in this scientific theory, they developed a group of laws regarding the Jewish people.
科学种族主义里面呢，还有一套关于犹太人的人种理论。
And they were called the Nuremberg laws.
这个理论体系的名字就是 Nuremberg 体系，理论体系。
And the Nuremberg laws would decide who was a Jew.
根据这个诺伦堡法律，或者诺伦堡定律，定律，根据这个定律呢，你能够测试出哪一个人是属于犹太人血统的。
You know, and if you have four Jewish grandparents, you're a full Jew.
如果你祖父祖母哈，父母两方的祖父祖母都是犹太人，那你本人肯定是这个百分之百纯种的犹太人。
And if one of the grandparents was not Jewish, then of course you're three quarters.
如果其中四位当中其中一个不是犹太人，那你的血统就是四分之三的犹太血统。
And then they had a way of determining who was a pure white person.
另外一套理论就是来推定哪一个人呢是纯种的白种日耳曼白人。
And so when we would go to Nuremberg, in the back of your mind, you kind of remember this.
所以我们去那里旅游的时候呢，你脑子里总是会想起二战期间他们曾经有这么一段历史。
The greatest country in Europe, the most educated country in Europe, the most technologically advanced country in Europe.
这个国家二战期间曾经是欧洲教育水平最高，科技最发达，而且文明程度最高的一个国家。
But as a whole, they decided they don't believe in God any longer.
但整个的民族整体上来说，他们呢就离弃了对神的信仰。
And they exalted themselves to be judges.
高抬自己，把自己作为神的一个审判官。
And they would judge who is worthy to live.And who is worthy to die?
甚至他还判定世界上哪一种人可以让他活着，哪一些人呢不应该让他活着。
And we all know they murdered millions and millions of people.
那我们当然今天都知道，他这个纳粹呢曾经杀害过几百万的犹太人。
Because they exalted themselves as judge and decided they would judge and execute these people.
背后的理论支持就是说，他们认为自己有这个资格，有这个权利来审判哪些人是可以让他活，哪些人呢就不能让他去存活。
You know, and sometimes we meet people who judge God.
所以我们有时候也会遇到一些人把自己当成可以审判神的。
And in their high level of education and civilization,
他觉得自己教育水平非常高，文明程度也很高。
They execute and get rid of God.
他甚至就可以把神给消灭了，而且把神给这个排除。
And when we talk about God with them, sometimes we get a lot of verbal abuse.
我们给这些人谈论有关神的事情呢，他们言语上可能还非常的冲动。
And in the story this morning, we've got this group of educated leaders that have judged Jesus.
今天我们看的这一段经文里面呢，这些犹太人的领袖同样是有很高教育的水平，同时他们也把自己当成审判神的人。
But as you read the whole chapter, you realize Jesus says, No, you have it backwards. I'm the judge, and you will be judged.
但耶稣基督的这里的教导是说，只有神才能够审判人，人是不可以审判神的。
And he says to them, I'm going to be your judge, but here's the opportunity for you to have life.
神可以审判人，同时神也给人一个机会重新回到神的面前来。
And so after they heal this man, these Jews, look at what it says, they were seeking all the more to kill Jesus.
主耶稣把这个人给医治好了，完全的让他痊愈，但犹太人的反应，这里说五章十八节，越发想要杀他。
You know, they judged that he should be executed.
意思就是说呢，给他下了一个审判，结论就是他这个要把他给杀了。
And they give three reasons here, or John gives three reasons.
原因有三个。
First, he's breaking the Sabbath, their man-made Sabbath laws.
第一条罪状就是他犯了安息日，就是犹太人当时文化里面 所持守的这种安息日律法。
But more important, he was calling God his own personal father.
他们认为更重的一条罪就是耶稣称神为他的父亲。
And the reason he should really be judged is that he was making himself equal with God.
甚至更严重的一条罪就是耶稣竟然把自己和神当作平等。
So as you read the chapter, you kind of realize these people are gathering evidence so they can judge Jesus and get rid of him.
犹太人领袖在这里，他们一边在搜集证据，同时呢也在网罗这个耶稣的罪状，想要杀害他。
Isn't that interesting?
大家是不是觉得这个很有意思？
You know, they're gathering a lot of evidence so they can get rid of God.
搜集这么多耶稣的罪状和证据，目的呢是为了要把他给杀了。
You know,Their heart is hard, and they're going to judge God.
他的心刚硬，想要审判这个创造他们的神。
But if you keep reading the chapter, you hear Jesus say, "I have the witness of John the Baptist."
接着，如果我们往下读的话，耶稣就会说，有一个人，也就是施洗约翰，会为我来做见证。
And I've got another witness, God the Father in heaven.
并且天上还有另外一位更高的见证呢，就是神。
And then there's the witness of my miracles.
之外呢，耶稣另外耶稣所行的那些神迹也为他在做见证。
You know, in the Jewish law, it says you can't try somebody unless you have at least two or three witnesses.
犹太人有个律法，就是说你必须得有两个人或者是三个人做这个见证，你才能够去审判某一个人。
But Jesus is pulling out witnesses that are going to defend Jesus in court.
所以耶稣这里也列举了施洗约翰，还有神，还有他自己所做的这个神迹，三个见证。
You know, you're gathering evidence to get rid of me, God.
犹太人搜集证据，网罗罪名，就是要除掉他。
You've exalted yourselves to be God.
把自己放在神的那个地位上。
You will exalt yourself so high that you are judging God.
高抬自己，甚至把自己放在审判神这样一个地位上。
You know, and you kind of wonder, what does God feel?
这样的话，有时候你会想，神对这些人会怎么看？
You know, what does God feel? I've created these people, and they've decided they're going to judge me.
所以你想一想，神会怎么想？因为一方面，这些人都是他创造的，
you know,
但这些人呢，同时又想来审判他。
These people depend on me for life, and yet they are going to judge me and get rid of me.
离开神，这些人一刻都活不下去，但他却同时想要来做他的审判官。
And so what Jesus comes back and he says, look, you can't judge me, I am your judge.
所以耶稣在这里纠正他们的这种错误想法，说你是不可，你没有资格来审判我，反而呢，我是来审判你的。
So these people come and they're accusing Jesus, and Jesus says, I'm the judge, you're not the judge.
这些人来控告耶稣，耶稣反而说，我实际上是审判你们的法官。
You know, he says right there in verse 22, not even God the Father judges anybody. He has given all authority for judgment to the Son of God.
你看这里22章22节说，甚至天父神他本人都不审判任何人，反而呢把审判人的事情全交给耶稣基督他的爱子。
You see, Jesus is saying you have things backwards.
所以耶稣在这里就是说呢，犹太人这种想法是完全颠倒了事实。
You want to judge and get rid of me.
他们想审判并且处决耶稣。
But look at verse 27. He gave the Son authority to execute judgment at the end of the world.
但是耶稣是人子，神把他把行审判的权柄全交给了耶稣基督。
And not only that, my judgment is purely just.
并且耶稣基督审判的时候，他的审判是公正的。
See, he turns things around.
所以耶稣呢，把他这个整个犹太人的这种人生世界观给他颠倒了一些过来。
You know, he says, look, I have the witness.
他说我有人给我做见证。
Of John the Baptist, of God the Father, and my miracles.
包括施洗约翰、父神，还有耶稣行的这些神迹。
So you accuse me.
虽然犹太人来控告耶稣，
you know, you've gathered your evidence and you want to get rid of me.
搜集证据想要除掉他。
Even though I'm God.
虽然耶稣就是神。
But you have an accuser.
但是呢，这些犹太人实际上是也，他们实际上是啊，真正的被控告的人。
So you get to the end of the chapter, and that's why he says your accuser is Moses.
所以耶稣在这一章的末了的时候呢，他说实际上有一个人在控告你们，那个人呢就是摩西。
You know, Moses is your accuser. If you would have believed what he had written, you would believe me.
犹太人自称相信摩西律法，但如果他真的信摩西律法的话呢，他就把自己沦落成了一个被控告的人，因为他没有遵行摩西律法。
You see what's happened? They've got it backwards.
所以我们看到这里呢，犹太人实际上把这个真理和事实完全颠倒过来。
They want to judge and get rid of God, but the truth is, God is the judge, and we have a choice to make.
他虽然自己是一个被控告。要受神审判的人，他反而想过来审判这位神。
You know, they exalt themselves up to be judge of God.
他自高自大，想审判神。
But one day things will turn around.
但有一天，神会过来推翻这一切。
The other thing Nuremberg is famous for.
努伦堡另外一个非常著名的一个地方。
Is that these group of Nazi leaders who have judged the Jewish people and determined that they should get rid of them?
就是说，在二战期间，这些纳粹的这些军官呢，他们自己把自己当成是审判啊，判决犹太人的这些审判。
You know, at the end of the Second World War, they gathered all of the leaders.
当二战结束以后，这些所有的纳粹这些领袖呢，就全部就变成了战犯。
You know, the main leaders that acted as judges and determined that all the Jews should be killed off.
这些人呢，战争期间呢，他曾经把自己当成一个法官，认为某些犹太人是应该被处决的。
What happens?
那这些人后来发生了什么事情？
In one decade, they exalt themselves and they're going to judge the Jewish people.
十年前，他还把自己放在一个审判官的地位。
10, 15 years later, they go on trial.
之后自己却作为罪犯坐上了审判台。
And they will be judged.
接受审判。
You know, we have a lot of people that we talk to that judge God.
所以我们有时候啊，也会遇到很多要来审判神的一些人。
Not everybody.
不是所有的人都有这种态度。
You know, some people, they say, well, I don't know. I don't know if God exists.
有些人呢是一种不可知论者，他说我确实是不知道神是存在啊，还是不存在，他搞不清楚。
You know, there's a degree of humility.
这样的态度当中至少还有一些谦卑这样的一种成分在里面。
You know, I don't know if God exists, but I'm not going to judge God and say he doesn't exist.
至少他们还说我不知道神是否存在，所以呢我也不审判这位神。
But sometimes we talk with people who have determined God does not exist, I have the evidence, and he should be eliminated.
但有时候我们会碰到一些很确定的这些无神论者，他们就认为神是肯定不存在的。那即使存在的话呢，我也要审判这位神。
And what do we do when we talk to people like that?
所以我们遇到这样的想法的人怎么办呢？
You know, I received a phone call one day a few years ago.
几年前我有一人给我打电话。
It was from somebody in my family that I had not seen for many, many years.
就是我这个家里面的一位亲戚，我已经多年不见了。
And he actually started to tell me that I was stupid for believing in God.
电话里面呢，他甚至跟我说，你这人信神，你实在是非常的傻。
You know, it wasn't questioning me. He was telling me, "You are stupid and foolish for believing in God."
电话呢里面他没有说是在询问我为什么要信神，有什么理由。他直接就是说你信神实在是愚蠢透顶的事情。
You know, I felt like he was judging me.
电话里我的感觉就是他在那里就好像就是在电话当中他是在审判我似的。
I mean, you're stupid, haven't you? Did you read this book and that author?
他电话里面就说你怎么能够信神呢？这个作者的著作你没有读过吗？或者这个学校你没有去上过受过教育吗？
And then he just listed off a list of famous atheists.
他这个电话里面就给我一口气列举出很多著名的无神论的这个作者的著作。
Have you read this book? Did you read that book? Did you read this book?
读过这本没有？读过那本没有？这样。
You know, you're stupid.
所以结论就是说，你信神实在是很愚蠢的事。
You know, sometimes we meet people like that.
有时候呢，我们会碰到这样的一些人。
You know, and at the time, I felt like he was judging and accusing me.
当时我感觉他是在那里控告，甚至是在审判我。
You know, but he really wasn't.
但实际上他没有。
You know, I don't need to take that personal.
我没有说我。不用说把那件事情当作是他不是针对我本人的。
You know, I feel like he's attacking me.
他当时是虽然是在那里啊，在那里控告我。
You know, and I'm hurt, and I want to defend myself.
我当时心里面觉得有点受伤，那我就想有点想为自己呢辩护。
But the truth is, who is he really attacking?
但你仔细想一想，他当时在攻击的，实际上那个是谁呢？
You know, I feel he's attacking me, but the truth is he's attacking God.
虽然他是在说我，但实际上他说他控告那一位是谁。
You know, what he has just done is he's accused me of being stupid, but he's judged God and says, we're going to get rid of him.
他口头上说的话是说我信神是愚蠢，但他背后的用意就是说呢，这个神是不值得信的，是应该把这个神给排除掉。
So I'm feeling hurt, but I have to remember something.
我受伤，但是呢，有一件事情我要搞清楚。
You know, he's judging God, but there's a day God will judge him.
他在那里实际上是审判神，但有一天将来神会过来回来来审判他的。
You know, and that's what Jesus is doing in this story. He's saying, right now you judge me, but a day at the end of the world, I will be your judge.
这里约翰福音五章发生的就是耶稣在说，现在你们在控告我，将来我来的时候是要审判你们的。
But what does Jesus go on to tell them?
但除此之外，耶稣还告诉他们一件事情。
You know, the thing is, what he says is, you're judging me, but if you want, you can have life.
说你虽然在这里这个审判我，但是呢，如果你能够悔改、回心转意的话呢，这里还有一条出路，让你重新得到生命。
You know, you judge me, but the truth is, I'm going to offer you the opportunity to not be judged and to have eternal life.
你在这里审判我，但事实就是说，神呢，在这里又给他们一个机会，重新得到生命，重新能够躲开将来要来的审判。
And so when Jesus says, you know, I'm the judge at the end of the world, he also says, I am going to resurrect every single person that's ever lived.
将来耶稣要审判所有的人，但是呢，他也同时给所有人一个机会，让他们能够重新的领受他，重新能够得到永生。
You know, he's saying an hour is coming, meaning at some point in the future.
这里有一个字，他说时候要到，意思就是说呢，在某一个时间点。
And he said, every person that is in their tomb, they were going to hear the voice.Of the Son of God.
他说，凡在坟墓里的，意思都是死了的人，都要听见他的声音。
You know what he's saying is, at one point, I will give the command that the world will end and everybody will be raised.
意思就是说，耶稣来的时候呢，他要发这样一个命令，听到这个命令的人呢，都会从坟墓里面复活，并且世界要终止。
And every single person is going to come out and they can choose. Are you going to go to a resurrection of life or are you going to go to a resurrection of judgment?
所有埋在坟墓里的人呢都要出来，而且要受审判。有些人要复活得生，有些人复活要被定罪。
You know, that's amazing because he's sitting there. You people are judging me. You want to eliminate me and you want me as God to be dead. And you can choose it.You don't have to enter into judgment. You can actually enter into a resurrection of life. See, he's offering them a choice.
耶稣的话在这里非常的震撼。他是说，虽然现在你们坐在这儿审判我，但实际上我是给你们一个机会，将来能够让自己不被定罪，反而能够进入永生。
You know, and what Jesus is doing is he's going back to Daniel chapter 12, and then he's repeating what Daniel said would happen at the end of the world.
这里耶稣的话暗合旧约但以理书十二章二节里面谈到说，睡在尘埃中的人，有些人也要复活。
You know, what Daniel said is those who are sleeping in the dust of the ground, everybody who's dead, that's what sleep means.
这里单以理说，他说睡在尘埃中，意思就是说。 死去了的人。
Everybody's going to wake up.
他说必有多人复醒。
You know, and of course that means they're going to be resurrected.
意思就是说他要那些人要从死里面被复活。
And some are going to go to everlasting life.
复活之后其中有些人要进入永生永恒的生命。
And some are going to go to everlasting contempt.
另外一些人呢要他说受羞辱永远被憎恶的。
You know, so when we have people that are kind of calling us stupid for believing in God,
so we meet those who think we believe in God is really stupid. Such people,
how do we respond?
How do we respond?
You know, what do we say?
You have what to say?
I don't know. You know, for me, what I feel like doing is I feel like I have to defend myself.
我当时的感觉就是，我听到他这样跟我说话，好像我得要为我自己分解。
Because I make the mistake of thinking he's attacking me, but the truth is he's really attacking God.
我当时的感觉是，他好像是在那里攻击我本人，但现在我认识到他实际上攻击的那个目标呢，对象呢，不是我，实际上是神。
And when he's attacking God, how does God respond? I think this tells us how God responds.
他若是控告神。神给他的回应就是在这里这样的一个回应。
You know, he says, "Look, I'm the judge at the end of the world."
神是审判世界的。
But there's a choice. You can have a resurrection of judgment, which is everlasting life, or you can have a resurrection. Did I say judgment? Yeah, I got that backwards. Can I start again?
Go ahead and start again.
Okay, forgive me. Okay, so he's saying, "Look, you can have a resurrection of life." Which will lead to everlasting life. Or you can have a resurrection of judgment, which leads to everlasting contempt in that place Jesus called hell.
So, here, Jesus is, 神的意思是说呢，将来神审判的时候，至少我们到现在呢，人还有选择。你可以选择两者其中的一个。一个就是呢，复活之后领受神的真理之后进入永生复活得生。另外一个呢就如果是不信神的话呢就会受羞辱就是也就是进入地狱永远受憎恶。我们你没有必要去选择那条路。
So what he does is he offers these people that are judging him life.
耶稣给这些审判他的人一条出路。
You know, you want to kill me, but here I'm going to give you life.
你想杀我，但我呢想给你指出一条生路。
But you got to choose to accept it.
但你自己要选择走这条路。
You know, so what he does is he goes on and he tells these people that want to kill him, everyone who hears my word and believes in him who sent me.
他对这些要杀他的人说，如果任何一个人能够听进去今天我说的这个话，就能进入永生。
You can have three things.
你可以得到三件三个东西。
You want to kill me, but you can have eternal life.
你虽然想杀我，但是呢，现在你可以进入永生。
You want to judge me, but if you believe in me, you will not come into judgment.
你现在要审判我，但是如果你现在选择相信我的话呢，你就可以将来不受审判和定罪。
You want to kill me because I'm God.But if you believe in me, you will go out of death and into life.
我是神，你现在想要杀我，但现在呢，神，耶稣给他们一个机会，将来能够不进入死亡，得到永恒的生命。
So he says an hour is coming.
说时候将到。
When the spiritually dead.
那些灵里面已经死了的人。
This isn't about.Physical death. This verse is about spiritual death.
这里二十五节讲的这个呢，不是说肉体上死亡的人，讲的是人在这个灵里面已经死了的人。
So, those that are dead, if they listen, see the dead, they will hear the voice of the Son of God.
所以这里说，他说死的人呢，那些死的人要听见神儿子的声音。
He's talking to the very people who want to kill him.
他耶稣讲话这个对象就是那些要杀这些人。
But then he goes on, he says, "Those of you who listen to my voice will live."
即使是如此，耶稣说，虽然你们是想杀我，但即使你们当中任何一位如果还能够听见他的声音的话。
You know, you hear that? You know, they did. They killed the Son of God. They killed God. They did kill God.
这些人最后还是把耶稣神的那个爱子神的儿子最后还是把他给杀了。
But he says, look, I'm going to give you life. I'll take you away from judgment. And you can live forever.
耶稣还是给他们指出一个机会说可以听见他的话语之后进入生命得到永生。
But if you refuse to listen to me, you actually will come into judgment and you will spend eternity.
但如果拒绝这个那你肯定是要受审判将来 要得到真正的死亡。
You know, so when people are attacking us and calling us stupid,
人攻击我们认为我们是愚蠢的人的时候
I think rather than being really self-defensive,
我们自己不用为自己去辩护
you know, we should offer the love of God.
反而应该我们把神耶稣的这种爱呢也同样能够给予这些人。
And sometimes it's good to tell them, look, you've got things backwards.
有时候呢也可以直接给他们讲实际上你把这个事情弄颠倒了。
Sometimes it's good actually just to straightforward tell them, look,You are judging God whether he exists or not, but the day will come, God will judge you.
有的时候可以直接向他们指出说，虽然你觉得你可以审判神，但实际上是神要审判所有的人。
You know, so maybe it's a good idea to not judge God so strongly and kind of say, well, maybe he does exist.
神既然要审判你，可也许你现在不应该去来审判神。
But then offer them the opportunity.
但也要给他们指出这样一个机会和出路。
Just like Jesus did, you can have life and come out of judgment.
就像是耶稣在这里说的一样，他说你可以进入永生，将来能够免得不至于被定罪。
And at the time, it will feel like that person doesn't hear a thing that you say.
那有的时候呢，你给别人这么讲的时候，他可能一句话都不愿意听你这么说。
But there's still hope.
但是呢，总是会有一种，总是会有盼望的。
You know, have you read the first three chapters of Acts?
我不知道大家有没有读过《使徒行传》前面三章。
You know, when you read the opening chapters, I should say four chapters of Acts, it's interesting.
实际上，整个《使徒行传》前面四章都是在讲真。
You know, because Peter comes out a little bit like Jesus.
彼得当时讲到的时候，他彼得那个话呢？就很像是耶稣基督的话。
He said, "You killed Jesus."
他说你们这些人是杀害了耶稣。
You put to death the author of life.
你把生命之主，把生命的主给杀了。
You know, he tells them, "You are guilty for the death of God."
神被杀，罪在你们的身上。
He's pretty straightforward.
所以他讲话是很直截了当的给他们讲。
But then he says, "Look, you can have forgiveness."
但接着彼得又说，你还是现在牵扯到还有机会悔改，得到永生。
You know, you can have the life that Jesus Christ offers still.
你还可以得到耶稣基督就是要给你的那个属灵的永生。
All those priests and Pharisees that killed Jesus.
那些祭司、法利赛人杀害耶稣的那些人。
Tucked away in those first three, four chapters is something really interesting.
前面的三四章里面就谈到他们。
At one point, it says that there was a whole bunch of the priests that came to believe in Christ.
里面提到说，这些祭司、法利赛人当中呢，有许多人真的信了耶稣。
And then tucked away in those verses is another phrase that tells us that some of the Pharisees came to believe in Jesus.
那些法利赛人里面有一部分信了耶稣基督。
Isn't that amazing?
大家想一下，这是不是很令人惊讶的事情
？The very people that judged the Son of God and actually killed him come to believe in him.
就是这群审判了耶稣、杀害了耶稣的这些人呢，里面有一部分后来竟然又信了他。
So when we have these people and they start telling us we're stupid,
所以如果今天我们也遇到说你信神是愚蠢这一类的人的时候。
You know, they want to get rid of God.
他们也想就是把神给排除。
They've judged God and said he doesn't exist.
审判了他说神是不存在的。
If the Pharisees and the priests that did kill Jesus came to believe in him, the people that we are talking to can actually come to believe in him also.
如果杀害耶稣的那些法利赛人都能够后来又信他的话，那我们今天所遇到这些人呢，还是有希望能够有一天相信耶稣基督的。
And that's the hope as we love people.
所以我们有这个盼望，我们因为有这个盼望呢，我们有那种耐心去来爱这些人。
You know, loving the world and sharing the gospel to people who hate God.
我们爱世人，传福音的时候呢，遇到的这些人实际上都是恨恶神的这些人。
We have hope.
但虽然如此，我们还是有希望。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
好吧，我们一起来到神的面前，我们低头做个祷告。
Lord Jesus Christ, Almighty God.
耶稣基督，我们的主，全能的神。
We praise you.
我们世代在这里赞美你。
That even though there was a time in our lives when we hated you.
我们每个人在生命，我们的一生当中，曾经有一段时间，我们自己也对神是一种恨恶的态度。
And we rejected you.
我们当时也拒绝你。
You still loved us.
但是你还是照样爱了我们。
And you still gave us eternal life.
还是把你的永恒的生命赐给了我们。
And I just pray that you'll help us to have hope as we share the gospel with people.
所以我们祈求，在我们向人传福音的时候，把这个盼望也是放在我们的心里面。
And we share the gospel with people who hate you, but I pray that we'll have hope.
我们在跟那些恨你的人传福音、谈论你的时候，把这个盼望赐给我们。
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
这样求是奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
我们一起起立 ，Let's all stand, and we will sing the response song.